Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, congratulations, Mike. Mike's the winner of the four-pack of tickets to a game of his choice, courtesy of the Wichita Wind Surge. We invite you to listen to Sports Daily each and every day. Remind me tomorrow, Jed, we'll make it a first-hour giveaway. I tend to push this to the second hour. Don't mean to slight our first hour listeners. But Mike's the winner today. So congratulations, Mike. Way to go. We did talk a little bit about the Royals earlier today with wins in four of their last five games. I'm treading softly and hoping that they are in the midst of, you know, catching a little fire maybe. But we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. One team that has been on fire all season long are the Yankees. Won their 50th game last night, third fastest Yankee team to reach 50 wins in a season, behind the 28 Yankees and the 39 Yankees. This one was interesting because it was in Tampa against the Rays, who they beat 4-2 in a game that Gerrit Cole took a no-hitter into the eighth with. So it's the gift that keeps on giving are the Yankees so far this season. By the way, both of those teams previously won the World Series. So I'm checking Jacob's gag reflex as it relates to the Yankees and what they're doing. Don't think it makes it easy for me to point this out. I mean, the Red Sox are winning. Red Sox, yeah, I hear you. Red Sox are winning. But they're so far behind that even being 7 or 8 games over 500 don't even put them in the mix. Now, they're in the wild card mix. And, Jacob, this is my hope. This is my hope for this year. I don't care about the flipping Yankees. You can go win 118 or 19 games. Fine. I don't care. Just get my team into the playoffs. Because anything can happen in the postseason. Right? Anything can happen in postseason baseball. We've seen it before. Not going to catch the Yankees in the regular season, but if I can get my team in there in this expanded world of playoffs, which I think are a good thing for Major League Baseball, aren't they?
They are. Yes.
I think they are. More postseason baseball. Yeah. So... That's just my hope. More teams
in the mix through the regular season is good for baseball.
Yes. Yeah, make games more relevant down the season stretch. Anything that you can do to enhance that is good. Anything that you can do. Brewers, by the way, beat the Cardinals last night and took over first place in the National League Central. Just a little few odds and ends from around the world of baseball. The word out of New York is that Kyrie Irving and the Nets don't look like they're going to be able to strike a deal for Kyrie Irving to continue as a New York Net, Brooklyn Net, rather. Excuse me. So where does Kyrie Irving end up? And Jacob, is he about at that point in time where, yes, Kyrie Irving can be a piece to the puzzle? He's won a championship. He's been a part of a championship team. He's been a piece of the puzzle that has made teams work. But I'm wondering about Kyrie Irving now, what, at 36, 30, what, however old Kyrie Irving is. Is he an attractive piece of the puzzle now? Even though he can go get you hoops, no. He can go win games for
he's
you.
He's 30.
But is there too much? He's 30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I stand corrected.
No, but is he too much? It makes it more interesting.
I guess.
Yeah, because even at 30, man, I don't know. Is it? I think.
Is it?
For the Nets, it's only interesting, and you only want to make it happen if Kevin Durant's like, this has to happen, right? Like, that's it. Because if I'm the Nets, like, I don't know, man. We got a report, Stephen A. Smith saying he held practices, a second practice after Steve Nash was done last year.
Right.
Like, nothing about Kyrie Irving says winning basketball player. And I know he has one with LeBron. Can't get out of his own way. Like, what kind of teammate is this? That's my problem with it. Like, what kind of teammate are you? Like, are you really going to buy in if you go to the Clippers and join, you know, Kawhi and Paul George? Are you really going to buy in? Or are you going to be more of a headache than you're worth? That's my point, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're talking
I wouldn't either
at this point.
I wouldn't.
To me,
unless I was the Nets and Kevin Durant said, I need you to get him re-signed. Because the Nets need Durant. Like, Durant, you know, that's the key to everything for them. So, If that's the only thing. Like, if the Nets are sitting there and Durant's like, man, you got to make this happen, or I'm out. That would be the only thing. Anywhere else, I mean, I'm not giving up a ton just to pay a guy who's always finding a reason not to play, it seems like.
Well, making it difficult on any team to bring him in and feel like he's going to be a part of it. To me, Kyrie Irving now feels like he's part of the problem and not part of the answer. I mean, for instance, I'm looking through this last night. Where are the places that Kyrie Irving could land? And you know what? It's all of the familiar suspects. The Lakers. The Clippers.
Desperate teams.
The Knicks. Really? I just don't see...
Putting him back with LeBron is interesting. I would never do it if I was the Clippers. It makes the most sense for him to be back in Brooklyn and to try and make it work with Durant. Full season, everybody's healthy, the vaccination stuff is out of the way for the most, you know, like, I think that the most sense comes from Brooklyn. The problem for Brooklyn is they're looking at this like, well, yeah, I mean, we want to make a long-term commitment, but, man, you're a bad teammate. So, like, what are we doing?
Right.
Can we just pay you gobs of money a year at a time? what are we going to do here?
I mean, I know that such quaint, antiquated things as culture may not matter as much to some people as it does to others, but I think culture does count for something inside of a franchise. And I think that there are disruptive forces. And Kyrie Irving, for all that he brings to you, is a disruptive force. And whether it's attention seeking, whether it's, you know, countermanding general managers or coaches, whatever the case may be, I don't see how Kyrie Irving is good for the culture of any basketball team. I just don't see how it works. It worked with LeBron because LeBron was the alpha. I mean, even Kyrie can't take on LeBron. Can he with Kevin Durant?
I don't know. It's hard to know what that relationship was like in Cleveland the first time around, like to really truly know. I mean, I think if it was great, LeBron would probably advocate to bring him in. So who knows? I do think Durant has that kind of cachet. Like, I think as far as like street cred or whatever you want to call it in the NBA, it still goes LeBron, Durant, and then whatever else. Like, I still think those are the two top guys. I think Irving would like to be on that list, but he's not, and that's the problem, right? I think Irving wants to be thought of that way, but he's not because of his own, you know, whatever. Because he's still such a good player. He's still a great player.
He's
not there because nobody takes him serious. Like he makes it impossible. He just does. And so
right. If
you could bring him in and just say, all right, just come in here, keep your nose down and play basketball, every team in the NBA would want him on board.
Well, it's impossible.
But the fact
for him
that there's probably only three or four, right, the fact that there are probably only three or four, I think, is the big elephant in the room.
It's interesting that some guys just can't get out of their own way. Kyrie Irving kind of falls into that category. His quirkiness, he's entitled to it. I don't have any problem with that. Okay. But you've got to deal with the ramifications of that. And I'm kind of thinking the goodwill towards a guy like Kyrie Irving is probably now a little shaky. I don't think that there's a team administratively that probably in the NBA would sign off on Kyrie Irving. I think it would take a quote-unquote star to say, hey, look, we need this guy. I mean, maybe someone that's down and out, but he's not going down and out. He's not going to the Kings. He's not going to go play someplace like that. Only reason he played in Cleveland was because that's where LeBron was. So I don't know. Curious. Kyrie Irving, great player. Prime of his career, maybe a little past the prime of his career, but still a guy that can win you games. But at what cost? He remains a very interesting and polarizing character. All right, OTD is coming up next. The first use of the term Yankees, Lou Gehrig, is in the mix today. And Bill Veeck stepped onto the stage of ownership and led us down the path that would take us to Eddie Goodell, Disco Demolition Night, and other things. It happened on this day in sports, and it's next right here on Sports Daily.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.